on record. Happy birthday, Robert.
Thank you.
56. Yeah, no, same day as Albert Einstein, I believe. Okay. All right. So now, good morning. We're Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Zayin. And we're starting at Kuf Vav at the bottom, second last line of the Amud. Right at the end. Amar Rav. Noter Adam et Shtei Adav Shacharit. This is amazing halacha this, as Rav says. And I think it's brought la halacha here. Notel Adam et Shtei Adav Shacharit. You wash your hands in the morning, Shacharit. Umatne alehen kol ayom kulo. And you condition yourself. In other words, you're careful. Look at Rashi. Umatne alehen la'achila. And you make it, this tefillah now, you're busting for Shacharit. It's going to be good for when you eat food later on during the day. And as long as you're careful not to dirt them, not to come into any tumor activities. So the guy is very makpin. He can be zahirim. We'll see in a second now. Zahirim, pretty many not check. This is many shtick. Zahirut and zrizut. We'll see. But anyhow, if he's zahir, right, then it's good for the whole day. So amale Rabbi Avina lebnei pikta. So there's a maase over here. Lebnei Pakta Daravot, I think it's the place it was called. Rashi says, Pakta Daravot is a bikash lota medina, like a valley in that area. Ve'ein mayim mitzuyim lahim, and it's a very dry place. Okay, basically there's no water there. Is a Mishra Shas, by the way, that brings a Rashi from Moed Katan. It says, Rashi there says, Pakta Daravot is beshuk shloto makom. So sometimes Rashi is in the shuk, sometimes in the arava, in the thing, whatever, but in a particular place which was parched land. And they had water. And he said to them, Kagon Atud, this applies to you. Because you haven't got lots of water, Mashu Yadaichu Mitzafra, you can wash your hands in the morning, do a natil in the morning. Ve'itnu alayu lechule yome. Make it tonight, the whole day be careful. So it appears at the moment that when Rav gathered Alocha, it wasn't across the border, Alocha was in a second. Rav Avina says, this Alocha is for you in a drought situation where you've got to be careful with water. This is the way to behave. Look at the Gemara says,
like,
when the Kinneret is low, exactly. And they haven't got salination, right? Desalination, right? Ikad Amri. So now the Gemara says, Ikad Amri b'shat tadachak in shelo b'shat chaklo. There are those who say this halacha only applies in that time when the Kinneret is low. Upliged Rav and cholek on Rav because Rav seems to say across the board. Ikad Amri afilu shelo b'shat tadachak nami. Irrespective of the water situation in the Kinneret, at any time that you can do it, v'hainu derav, and that is Rav. And it looked to me that the halacha is like that. Quickly, Michael, halacha. Hi, Steve, got a halacha there?
It is permitted to do so when one is not in
exigent circumstances. Oh, when not exigent circumstances. This seems to be like only when they...
Right,
he has to be very careful. It was just to be particular.
Washing
is Rabbanan, right? Okay, very good. Not to dirty your hands, become tamei. But you've got to look, make sure. If you're a sort of person that you let's say you work in a very sterile environment and you're very particular, and you don't touch things, you're not going to touch anything that could be tamei or dirty, then as long as you know your hands were clean, you can rely on the washing in the morning. In other words, you don't have to have. We said yesterday, remember, according to the Gemara Brachot, it said tekef mayim rishonim le achila. This is a stira. You don't have to do that. You can wash in the morning, and the whole day you can rely on that washing that you do in the morning. You eat your lunch at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, if it's still summer, and it's still the same day, and you don't have to worry about washing, and that's the halacha. Okay, obviously we don't do that. But anyhow.
You don't touch the bread, you don't have to.
No, if you don't touch it, we're going to get to it in a second. Alan's already here, one step ahead of us. Okay, Amara Papa. Hi, Arita de Dalai. Look at Rashi, yeah? Tzinor sheshofchin lo mayim in ayor bedli, vu molich mayim lesadot. So like it's some sort of manual irrigation system where a guy goes with a bucket and he pours the bucket into a furrow, and that furrow then runs the water off into all different trenches to water the field, right? So now, ain't not clean when the yadayim. You can't now go to where the water's running, right? And in the furrow, and go into the furrow and put your hands into the water there and use that water, the flow of the water. Now, if you took the water into a cup, it's one thing we're talking about now, actually you putting your hand in and letting the flow of the water wash for you, right? De lo atu mikoach gavra. Suddenly the Gemara comes up with this new idea here that for Mayim, Netilat Yadayim, you have to have Koach Gavra. Where? No one says where. Just all of a sudden, it's understood. You haven't got Koach Gavra. Netilat Yadayim means Koach Gavra. A person or you have to literally take the water and pour the water on your hands. Now, when the water is poured into this furrow, and then it carries on running down the furrow, and halfway down the furrow is not called anymore Koach Gavra.
You can't open the tap.
We're going to get to that in a second. That's interesting. I guess I'll follow that. Okay, I'll cut that in a second. Right? So how you do it? Right? Look at Rashi. Shekfar, look at the very last line of the Rashi, the wide lines. Shekfar avar Koach HaShofech. Because when it's running down the furrow, the guy who poured the water, that koach is gone. V'hein mekalchin malim. Now they're rolling along and they own the water. V'hein kan lo netila. It's not considered netila. V'lo tvila. Right? Tvila is something else. You can dunk your hands, but that's something else. But for netila, you have to have koach gavra. Right? Rashi says here, tentila delav mi koach gavra ka'atu. Tvila nami b'tzinor leita. Says there's no netila here. Why? Because not koach gavra. And it's not tefillah either. Why? Because in the pipe, there's that tefillah. She'ain kan shiur mikvah. There's no 40 sayah of mikvah. Therefore, it wouldn't work. Now, Adam mentioned something about the tap. And I think it's quite interesting. As I learned from my father as a little kid, that there seems to be some opinion. I'm not sure. I haven't heard it more prevalent, but it seems like you heard it as well in Chile. So it seems to have covered the globe. We heard it in South Africa. Maybe it's only a Southern Hemisphere thing. Yeah, but anyhow, in England as well. Yeah. That there's some opinion that if when you open the tap, so that opening of the tap is the koach gavra.
Mm-hmm.
So you open the tap and then you close it. Open it, close it.
Right, you can't let it
and
run.
And you can't let it run. If right. You open it and you let it run, it's exactly this over here.
Exactly.
So as you open the tap, the first sprout that comes out is Koach Gavra. But afterwards, the water's running out on its own. So you've got to open the tap, close it. Open the tap, close it. That's exactly this Gemara. I thought about the exact same thing last night. Huh? People hold by that. Yeah. If you haven't got a kli, a shatchan. I think you should use a kli for instead of that.
Because the tap itself isn't probably big enough.
That's right.
The whole pipe is.
Yeah, but the tap
is. You don't need the tap. The whole pipe is big enough to hold a 40 sayah, to hold a revit. You need a revit, not a, you need a revit of water. So when you open the tap, your pipe was holding your 40 sayah, your revit for you. You open the tap and a pot of water comes out. That's what it's based on. You're actually turning the whole pipe into your kli. That's the chiddush behind that. In England as well, right? Not
yeah,
America.
Like
I might have heard it for me 20
years ago.
Maybe.
Yeah, I do that.
Okay, he's heard it. Right, okay, so I hope you can hear it from me also, because then I don't be... Okay, but that's... Anyhow, that's... Okay, so now the Gemara says, V'hainu, lo mikoach gavra, ein mik... Okay, now this is interesting. Okay, so ein notlin mimenu liyadayim, klot mikoach gavra, ein mikarev legabe dola. So, and if, right, you would go to the source, right, this dola that the actual person is pouring, look at Rashi, v'makarev gabadol, you go close, k'sha dole, the guy who's drawing the water, the dole is the one who draws the water out of the well, shofech, now if you go to where he's pouring, and you manage to chap under the pour, right, exactly at that source, then that is koach gavra, clear? To look at Rashi, kshadule shofech v'zeh noten yadav samuch lemakom hashvicha, right close to where the actual pouring is, v'amayi mekalchin, the water showers down mikoach hashvicha letoch yadav shapir dami. So it doesn't have to be you, and also we'll be seeing you have to have kavona. It doesn't have to be the shayin netilat yadayim. It's a guy pouring water, you can run there, stick your hands underneath it, that's called netila. Okay? Quite interesting. Okay, look at that. The kaat mikoach gavra, we're going to have not in the leader. Ve'i b'zeya dola v'kones mashke. Here's an interesting one. Zeya here seems to be, zeya is like sweat, right? But not zeya, it means like the, you'll see in a second, Rashi explains it nicely. Me'laf laifei u'matpil ba'ata yadayim. Look at this. Ve'i b'zeya dola v'kones mashke. K'sha nekev machnis mashke gado, he's got a bucket. Is it got a bucket? And the bucket's got a hole in it. And he puts the bucket into the water, what? What is that?
The
Eliza. So he, I don't know. He put a bucket in. And he puts a bucket into the water, right, into the well, into the river, and the bucket's got a hole in it. So in other words, basically, the bucket's got a big enough hole that water is flowing now between the bucket and the river. So the bucket is now already connected to the river. That's what the Gemara says. Ma'if and Me'laf Lafi. Look at Rashi. They made up life. He had tzinor imayor al yaday dli. Umadbilin betzinor et ayadayim. The love to the gemurahi. V'daya bechibuzet. It's not actually good enough for a mikveh to be tefillah, but it's enough for your hands. V'lo be'inan keshofer tanosh. V'lo is a big enough hole when you, for mikvehs. When you know, all our mikvehs aren't rainwater, but they're connected by a pipe to another mikveh which is rainwater, and basically the two mikvehs join each other and they become one big mikveh. That's how we can dunk in the regular water and we can clean all the time, right? And the size of the area that you have to have the diameter, I think, of the pipe have to be what's called shofer tanod. Basically about that size, right? So you don't need shofer tanod here, like to make a chashu mikvah. Even a smaller hole would be good enough for purposes of washing your hands. See if there's basically a connection there between the bucket and the water and the river and this furrow, and it is somehow connected to the main source of water, it has a semi-status of a mikvah, and then you can do my nitzlat yadayim out of it. It's a bit of a cooler over there. Okay, it says, matbil bat yadayim. Right, but I'm a rather cliche nikke because mashke ain't not clean when you die. So you can do tvila there, you can't do natila there. Okay, but I'm a rather cliche ain't borevit, ain't not clean when you die. This is very important. Now look at this. See this? Cliche ain't borevit. A kli which is not big enough to hold a revit of water. Okay, like a shot glass, like a little one, maybe it's kind of a revit. Wouldn't be good enough to vas from. But a cup that holds revit water. Now, do you need a revit of water or not? That's a separate question. But the cup has to be able to hold the revit. I always think, whenever we have these sorts of halachas, I always think, which reminds me, you know, we had the halacha with bila. And we said, kol she'ra'u le'bila, bila ena ma'kevet. V'kol she'ra'u le'bila, bila ma'kevet. Remember that? We said, as long as it's ra'ui, if you haven't got it, it's not ma'kevet. If it isn't ra'ui, then it is ma'kevet. Same idea here. A cup that has a revit that can hold the revit of water, you don't need a revit to vas. We'll see now. But the cup has to be able to hold the revit for you to be able to use it as a cup to vas from. Okay?
How many mil did you say revit?
I think it was about 86.
86.
How many?
86.
84, 86.
Is it not this size?
No, that's more.
Kos, very good. Robert's right. Kos. The gematria of kos. Goach, that's right. We said that. Kos. Kaf, vav, samach.
Right.
86 millimeters. Milliliters.
That's about
one. And that's much bigger.
Yeah.
No, not a quarter, no, about just over half. We realized that you weren't very good at math the other day. Hey? Okay. I'm a rafa. Okay. Cliche, okay. So I'm a rafa. Cliche, I'm a revit. I don't even need a die. Right, the Gemara says, "Aidiv, how my rabbi kish ain machzik revit, ain not even liadaim, ha machzik afagav the late bay." See, I'm sorry. This is actually you offended. You carry.
By the way, it's not
5:07. Okay, all right, David, you have a good Shabbos. Okay. So it says this is the Gemara. I'm rabbi kish ain borevit. So yeah, rabbi said have to have a revit of water. The Gemara says what I said was the next line. So it was "Aidiv, ha my rabbi." Klish ein machzik revit ein notlin wenn du ja daim. If it hasn't got a, if it can't ha machzik afagav the light bear, but if it can hold, even though it hasn't got, it's still good enough. So the steer here. I won't tell me you have to have a revit. I won't tell me you have to be able to hold the revit. So Gemara says, lokashia halachad halatray. Look at this. What do you mean halachad halatray? Look at this Rashi over here. Halachad halatray lechad revit ba'ina mitchila. To start with, you have to have a revit in the cup. Aval the tray, but the second guy who's going to vas out of that same cup, shayabo revit latalarishon, it started off having a revit, and the first guy washed, and he left over water, which was less than a revit. V'achar kach natalashayin, and the second guy comes to use the cup, and hasn't got a revit anymore in it. Afagav delo have a revit, but it's not shayini, shapir dami, it's good enough. Hoye umishayre tahara atu, can the first to come and may revit? We'll see that. So basically, let's now sum this up. You have to start off with a revit in the cup. It has to be a cup that can hold the revit. Because a revit is a shiur. Anything when we drink, anything we do, if like a minimum shiur of liquid is a revit. You got kibbutz with solids, revit. So you'll be going to bust with a shiur of water. What's the, I'm not really sure the reason. I don't know. Good question. Like, why do airplanes fly? How do airplanes fly? I don't know. But you know, I don't know. Huh? Yeah. Most airplanes fly. Okay. You have to have a cup has to be able to hold a revit, and when you vas, have to have a revit. But you don't have to actually use a revit to wash with. And if you've started with a revi'it, and you washed, and the next guy comes, take a cup, and it's left over, but it started with a revi'it, he can wash even without having the cup of the revi'it.
You don't need a revi'it to wash?
The way this halacha is saying over here is like this. When you come to wash, you're the first guy to wash, take a cup, you have to have a cup that can hold the revi'it, and you have to put a revi'it in. But you don't have to use that whole revi'it to wash with. And now, if you never used the whole revi'it, and I come, and you filled up the cup, I can use the cup to wash with, even though it hasn't got a revi'it in it now, because when you started, it had a revi'it in it. Mm-hmm. And this seems to be the halacha.
Yeah, the Gemara says a revi'it is good for two.
Right, and that's what it says. That's lokashia. It says, a question is, do we pass it up there today?
Two drops of water.
Not enough. You have to have. You still have to start with the revi'it.
Okay. But I don't have to wash with the revi'it.
You have to wash the revi'it.
So I can take a cup that has a lot of water and pour two drops of water.
Yeah, well, not two drops. You got to cover your hands. You got to, at least we saw yesterday, you got to at least come up to these fingers over here. Right, at least cover.
You take a little bit of water and put it.
No, but you got to vas. You got to wash twice. You got to wash it over here two times. But look, a revi'it can go far. Don't get me wrong. You can vas without a revi'it. Right, you don't have to use a whole revi'it. If you've got little hands and you're very careful, yeah, and you. But I don't see any Gemara halacha letters here on this. That's what the Gemara says. That's the Dalit there. What's the halacha there, somebody?
The vessel used for washing of the hands must have the capacity of a quart log in accordance with the opinion of Rabba. Is that capacity? It doesn't say uniquely.
Okay, and that's it? And no other halacha on the daf? Okay, so that's the halacha. So there we are. It must have the capacity. So the stira over here is not brought la halacha. The cup has to have a capacity. Titania, we've got a brighter. Yeah, may revi'it, not clean the adaim le'echad, va'afilu l'shnayim. That's the brighter.
But when it says va'afilu l'shnayim, does that mean three also?
Va'afilu l'shnayim. You mean, can you carry on going all the way? No, I don't think so. Okay, amalei Rav Shesh la'meimar.
Good for two.
Look into this. Rav Shesh said to Ameimar, kavditu amana. Are you particular about the actual kli, right? Look here, Rashi, she a kli shalem. Must it be a kli shalem, or can we use like a broken glass or a broken vessel? Right? Amale in. Yes. He says, achazuta. And look at Rashi, she here by hand, mar'e mai. Must the water also look clear like a din of mikveh? You know, that could be clean, nice, working water. He says, in. Ashiura. Are you worrying about the shiur? Look at Rashi, that there should be a revi'it. Amale in. So that is the one side. And then the Gros Ikad Amri Hachyaman is another opinion that the version was a little bit different. Amana v'achazuta on the kli being a shalem kli, not broken. Achazuta in the water should be good looking. Kabdinan. Ashiura lo kabdinan. But in the shiur, they weren't so particular. Give me that aloha there, please. Come, we've got to be quicker. No, aloha there, okay. The Tanya. Right, why? Because we've got a brighter. May revi'it not nimle adayim le'echad v'afil l'shnayim Velohi, says the Gemara. Shani hata mishum de ka'atu mishairei tahora. Right? What does this mean? When it comes to the measurements, look at Rashi. De ka'atu mishairei tahara. In other words, we're learning this from the halachas of tahara. Ava me'ikara tzarich sheyeh bo revi'it. So you don't really have to have it, but be'ikara you should have it. Right? Initially, you have to have like a measure, right? But if you don't have it, it's also good enough. But basically, that's what I'm saying, right? So now, Atkin Rabbi Yaakov min Nahar Pekod. So Rabbi Yaakov from Nahar Pekod, he created a measure, Natla bat Riviata. Look at Rashi, a Natla. Rashi says a Natla is of glass. She'll shuchit kari Natli. If it's a Natla, it's made of glass. Vahayta mutznaat l'shar ba kli shel kol ish v'ish. So basically like a measuring kli, right? He made a measuring kli of a revi'it. Anybody else who wanted to come and measure their own kli could come and use this to establish the revi'it, right? Little Adav. It can Rav Ashi behutzal, Rav Ashi in Hutzal, he made a kuza bat revi'it, it's a kuza of cheres. So we have the same idea. Amar Rava, Rava's interesting, we just said now a second ago that it has to be shalem. He says, magofat chavit, so that's the lid of a chavit, right? Like a little bit of chavit. Shetikna, not limited adam. You can even use it for the class of adam. Look at Rashi. What does it mean, shetikna? You took the lid, the chakaka le kabel revit, and you engraved, you carved into it enough so that it can have a bait kibul, right? A receptacle area of a revit. Afal gav says Rashi to be kare lovely shtamusha begav avida. Wasn't made for that reason. The ain chalala asui letocho hasn't got it. It's not like a halal, right? But you took it was thick enough, the lid, and you basically carved into the revit. That's good enough for that, but you can use it for the mitzvah. It doesn't have to be a good looking cup like this. Anything which can hold a revit of water, you can use, and it should be shalem. Okay. Chamat ukfisha shetiknan, right? Look at chamat ukfisha. Minei nodot shel orhein. These are like leather watering bottles. You know, like different types of water bottles. Anything basically which they used shetiknan, which they made sure was the right measure. Notin men leim kishufnitz adaim. Sakva kupa. Now this is an interesting one. This is bags and packets, right? Sakva kupa. Rashi says ein melachtan lemayim. The ruban ain makablin mayim. Normally water would run out of it, right? If you take a Hessian bag or a sack and you try and fill it with water, okay, it'll hold water for a while, but the water will start dripping out. He says, nonetheless, afa pisha makablim ain notlin mayim nadam. You can't use it for nitlat yadam. Okay? Ibayilehu. So the question arises like this. Mahu le'echol b'mapa. Here's your question, Alan. Right? Alan says that if you don't hold the bread, you don't have to wash. Now, we all know this, right? Like, ben shat achak. Take a serviette or you take your sleeve and you hold the bread like this. You don't make a motzi, you don't need to touch your dying because you aren't actually touching the bread. Never heard of that?
Never heard of that?
Okay. Yeah. I actually remember the night that I learned that aloha was a Motzei Shabbos outside Angel's Bakery in about 1985 with a bunch of American girls. At Shabbos, they used to open Angel's Bakery, used to go buy from the wall there, and they used to go take the sleeve like this and hold the bread.
What are you doing?
Yeah? I went crazy. I said, you can, there's mishugan, and they said, no, you can do it. Okay. So now, so Gemara says like this: Ibayilehu, mahu lechol b'mapa. Can you eat with a mapa? So look at Rashi. Mi shelo natal yadav. Person who didn't do nitzat yadayim. Mahu, what's alocha? Lifros mapa al yadav. You could take a handkerchief or a tablecloth or fabric or something, a serviette. V'lo yiga be'ochlin v'yochal. Can he do that? It's a good way to ask a question, right? So, mi chashinan dilma nagolo. Are we worried that maybe we should say no? What would be the basis for saying no? Because we're saying, how certain are you that you aren't going to touch the bread? And therefore, there's a chashash here, so let's make a gzair and say no. Because you might come touch the bread, you can't do it. So, we want to talk about a brighter to solve this problem. And this brighter over here comes from a good Masechet Yuma and Masechet Sukkah. They gave Rabbi Tzadok less than a kebetza of bread, yeah? Notlo b'mapa, he ate it with a mapa, he took that servant, never touched it. V'ochlo chutz l'sukkah. This was sukkahs, right? So the question was, does he have to now make a brocha now to say about sukkah? He hasn't got a sukkah or maybe whatever. V'ein mevarech acharav. Right, how did that translate to acharav? You didn't say brikat hamazon?
Yeah.
Never,
yeah. Rashi
says brikat hamazon. Right? Yeah. Yeah, I want to see the English translation. Look at Rashi here. Masechet Sukkah, k'shayu notnim lo Rabbi Tzadok ochel shu pachot mikabeitza, notlo mebapa v'ochlo, v'lo haya notel, he didn't do my, v'lo haya matshicho sukkah, never did a sukkah, v'lo birkat hamazon. That's what Rashi says, straight up, brikat hamazon, right? So Gemara, so this seems to be proof that if you hold it with a mapa, you don't have to watch, right? And the Gemara says, the Bray says, my love, ha kebeitza, bait letadayim. And it's a kebeitza, right? So it wouldn't need a letadayim. So therefore, this seems to be the proof that if he held it with a mapa, he never needed a letadayim. The benching we aren't worried about, and the sukkah we aren't worried about, might need a letadayim. The Gemara says, no. It's a dechia. Rashi actually puts in there the law. You see Rashi, the second last line of Rashi? He's got their law. Rashi changes a bit. He says, no. The Gemara says, Dilma, maybe. Rashi says, no, you can't have it. Why did that Gemara talk about? Ha-kebetza by sukkah by bracha. That there, it's got nothing to do with that yadayim. There, we're only bringing it because of sukkah and less than a kebetza. And therefore,
if it was more than a kebetza, you would have had a sukkah.
And therefore, it's because of sukkah. And we're not talking there about such a dime whatsoever. The Gemara brings another Toshma, try and prove from another Bakor. Toshma, the Shmuel, Ishkechel Rav, the Akil b'mapa. Shmuel came along, found Rav. Right, he was eating there, holding the food with a mapa. Amarle. So he said to Shmuel, Avdin Kedin. He says, look at Rashi, Bechiosin Kain, Nechol Belor. Is that how you can do it? He sees Rav eating without holding the food. He's assumed that he never vast And he's eating without fasting. Amale dati ktsaralai. Look at Rav says, istanis ani, I'm very particular, the afa pisha natalti yada, even though I did wash, I efshi lecho biyada, I can't eat with my hands. I can't hold the food. Right? Yeah, we can appreciate that, I think. Right? So therefore, this is no proof either, because Rav obviously had fast, and therefore he had indigo shop. Kisalik Rabbi Zaira. Now this is the opposite. Whenever we see Rav Dimi and Rav...
I say it's not proof, it's proof the other way. It makes it seem like they wouldn't...
He did wash,
and Shmuel thought not washing is wrong, and so did Rav.
Exactly. Right. That's what I'm saying. I said we can identify with that. Okay. Shmuel was shocked to see that he's eating without washing. Rav says, no, I did wash. And this is our look, this is proof. This is the proof.
He said it's not proof. I thought you meant...
This is not proof.
It's not proof
to the right. That he wants to prove. You have to wash. It's a dechia. Right. Okay. So right.
Yes.
I mean, we said we had the other day. We had ki'ata ravin and ki'ata ravdini. Right. That's when they come from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. When it's they go from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, so we say kisalik. Right. Salik means la'alot. Right. Ole. Kisalik Rabbi Zaira, Ashkechin Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi. These are Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael. The ka'achlu bevavlai chamtot. Rashi says, yeah, chamatot bluyin, but let's like old cloths. Ukorchin yadayim, the hands were wrapped around them. Vochlim belo netilat yadayim. That's what he thinks, right? He sees him eating. So Amar, he says. Now, much of he says it to them, or is it to himself? He says, Amar, trei gavrei, ravrevei kevataychu. Must be like, he says to them, right? Two great people like you, litau bedravu Shmuel, you're going to make a mistake in the misunderstanding of the previous discussion, Rabbi Shmuel, where Rabbi Shmuel found Rav eating with his hands with a cloth, and you think that's halacha, you don't have to wash, right? Hadate katrak amar, but Rav explained there that he was an istanis, and that's why he was doing it. So the Gemara is like his ishtamitate. Rav Zaira seemed to have forgotten. What did he forget? Had amar Rav tachlifa baravimi amar Shmuel. Hitiru mapa le'ochle truma. For truma, you can do it with a mapa. You don't have to wash and you can do that. Velo hitiru mapa le'ochle taharot. But people who just eat chulin, betara, like we do, right? We wash for eating bread. That wasn't enough. Why? Look at Rashi over here. Hitiru mapa le'ochle truma da kohanim zrizina in velo nagai. Because Kohanim, we can rely on them. If they never wash, they're going to know they never wash. They're very particular not to eat the food. V'lo hitiru l'ochle chuleihem betara. But ochle chuli not. L'fi she'enam lomdim lishamer k'mo Kohanim. They aren't able to protect themselves as much as Kohanim. And what was the story? Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Kohanim havu. So they came to Israel. They were eating truma. Amazing, eh? At the time, they were eating truma. And they were Kohanim, and he saw them eating, and he had forgotten Rav Zaira because he was in Bavel.
So they hadn't washed.
They never washed.
Oh, they didn't have to wash.
For Truma, you never had to wash. Only for Chulin, you had to wash. If you had put them apart for Truma, because you were more Zaris, you never had to wash. Okay. Ibai Elehu. Ochel Machnetzanah. We're going to see just now in a second that it's not so straightforward. This is Zahirut and this thing. We'll see in a second. Ibai Elehu. Ochel Machmat Ma'achil. Tzarich l'dash daim olo. What does it mean, machmat ma'achil? Well, if someone else is feeding you, look at Rashi. Ochel achad ma'achil, adam she'ochel miyad chaveiro. In other words, he's eating with his friend's hand. He's feeding him. I'm not touching the food. I'm sitting there. Let's say, I don't know, guy's locked, chained up, and he's in prison. I don't know, he's in handcuffs, arrested by the police. His hands are behind his back, handcuffed. And they're feeding him nonetheless. Does he have to say to the prison man, to the jail master, please let me go wash? Or we say, what the hell? I don't care. My hands are behind my back, tied up. You feeding me. I need to wash. Right? That's the question. Right? See that? Who stuffs the food into his mouth. The person eating, Rav Huna was there with Rav Huna. Balam le umtsev achil. Right, he stuck a basically a piece of steak, a piece of meat. Rashi says, "Chatach lo chatichat basar," and he ate it. Now look, Rashi's not sure exactly what balam means. Right, interesting here. Rashi's got a whole long vort here what balam is, but he says there at the end, "Veli nire." You see that last end of Rashi there? "Veli nire le umtza Lashon hatbana begechalim, that he was basically, it was on the coals, they were doing a barbecue. Kamo piv balum gabe mumin shabachor, shafir savur, shen yachol lepotcho ele ma'at veraglav mevul lamot. Basically, he was like forcing it into his mouth. Whatever, I don't know. Right? So he was basically feeding him. Right? He was feeding him. Va'achil. And he ate. Amarle. And now, so now, Rav Huna says to Rav... So this was Rav Huna Bar Sochora was with Rav Himnuna. So Rav Huna Bar Sochora says to him, "I loved Rav Himnuna at. If you weren't Rav Himnuna, lo safinelach, I wouldn't feed you." Right. In other words, Rav Huna was basically feeding Rav Himnuna. He says, "If you weren't Himnuna, I wouldn't be feeding you." Look at Rashi. Yeah. I lo Rav Himnuna at Adam Chacham veZariz. Was knowing that you're a very zariz, like a zealous, not zealous, quick. How do you say zariz? Like an efficient, speedy sort of guy. Va'azil, lo havina svinelach belo netila. I wouldn't feed you unless I made sure you didn't let you die. So Gemara says, my timer, lav mishum de zahir v'lo naga. That's obviously proof. Here's our proof, right? You have to wash. If you're a guy who's very particular not to touch, you have to wash. The Gemara says, no, not at all. The Zaris, what does it mean, Zaris? Kadam umashi yadami kara. You already washed your hands before you even started eating. That's why I was relying on your previous natila. So from this Gemara, it seems to be that even if you're feeding somebody else, he has to do natila. Right? Mm-hmm. That's what it seems to be. But so the Gemara brings another proof. Says another brighter, Toshma. Maybe that's not the case. Let's see. Does a person being fed need to wash or not? So that doesn't help us. Another brighter. Damrav Zaira Amarav. You can't feed a shamash, a waiter, right? Running around the restaurant or at your table. There are two halachas in this ma'amaya. The first is you can't feed a shamas unless you know that he washed his hands. A new halacha, v'ashamash mevarech al kol kos v'kos. And a shamas, every time you give him a glass of wine to drink, imagine a guy walking around serving wine with a tray of champagne, and you say, have l'chaim with me. Every time there's l'chaim with you, you have to make a brocha. Right? V'ayinu b'varech al kol prusa v'prusa. But if he's eating bread, he only has to make a motzi on the first slice, and the next one he has to make a motzi. Why not? What's the difference over here? Look at Rashi. Hashamash v'varech al kol kos v'kos. Lefi she'ain keva d'shtiyat hashamash. Because drinking is not keva.
Does he say hatov
v'meiti? Does that right? You're not sure that the second guy's going to want to give it to him. He's already forgotten about the first cup. Because he's sure they're going to feed him, right? Because this is his meal. So that's the two halachas that we learn over here. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, and on the Rabbi Yochanan is cholek and says, even on the bread he has to make a prusa and prusa. V'amar, and the Haggadah Bach adds in the V. V'amar of Papa. Papa says like this. Bishlomad Rabbi Yochanan lo kashya. With regards to the eating, it's not a stira. Why? Had the ikka adam chashuv, had the leika adam chashuv. Right? Look at Rashi over there. Had the ikka adam chashuv, besuude batuach hashamash tenu lechem kol atorik. The important guy at the meal, so he's pretty sure the important guy is going to take him seriously and he'll behave in a serious manner and he'll make sure that the shamash is well fed. If it's not important guys at the suda, so he can't rely on them and they might not feed him. Okay? So that'll be depending. If there is a serious guy there, let's say the prime minister is eating at the meal, you can rest assured that all the servants and staff are going to be well fed. I don't know, that's Rabbi Yochanan's assumption. But even not. But however, the Gemara says, but look here, mikol makom. But let's ignore that machloket now. Let's not get sidetracked with the machloket of the shamash. Ha ka'amar, we did say, ele'im kein yodeya shenatal yadav. You can't feed the guy unless you know that he did ma'im rishonim. And you're going to be giving him the food. So therefore, it appears over here that even a person being fed needs to eat before, right? So the Gemara says, no. Sha'ani shamash de tarud. This is not a proof. Why? Because when it comes to a shamash, it's different because he's tarud. What does it mean he's tarud? Look at Rashi. Isha, where's the Rashi there?
The tarud.
Le shamash and I'm assuming. He's busy, very concerned, serving the people who are eating. V'shocheach shlo natal, he'll forget that he had a vast v'nogeya be'ochlin sheyochal, and end up touching the food that he's eating. Af mishnogeya be'chol asuda, even though he's touching the whole suda, lo echpat lach. Well, there we don't worry. Why? Shelo hitzichu netir le'nogin elochli. Touching food, you have to wash it for. So only if you eat food, you have to wash for. So we're concerned that the shamash might end up touching the food, right? So therefore, we say to him, we can't feed you unless you've washed. Because even though normally if you feed a guy and you're certain that he won't touch it, you might not have to wash it. With the shamash, because he's so busy worrying, he might in the end actually take it in his hand and say, just hold it a second while he's helping somebody at the table. Right? So with him, it's not, so basically shamash is not a proof for anything. So we can't prove from this yes or no. Tan Rabbanan. Now, I think, personally, that this is the best proof in the world. The Gemara doesn't bring this as a proof, by the way. There's not a toshma to come in. The Gemara brings it as a separate halacha. I looked around, actually found a note, and I think that even here, if someone asks here, that the Gemara doesn't bring this as proof. It should have been a proof. But it isn't a proof. It's not a proof. This is a separate halacha, although it seems to be proof.
Say it's a related brayta.
Does it say related?
Yeah.
Really?
The Gemara says it's a related brayta.
Wow, I'm so happy that you said that. I don't think that he... Gemara mevi brayta be'inyan ze. Okay, but it doesn't bring it as a halacha, though. It doesn't bring it... Look here. Here it says, for example, ha'gemara menasa lifshot et abaya mihora.
Right?
And it's a gemara et reta. Ha'gemara docha. Maybe a brighter bin yanze. This seems to be like an ancillary brighter. Why is it the Gemara? Why isn't it brought as a toshma, which could have been the third proof and would have knockout proof? That's my question. So I'm not sure about that. Tarabana. Lo yitan adam prusa le shamash ben shakos biador ben shakos biador shel bal habayit. You can't feed a shamas, a servant or a waiter at the table, irrespective now if he's holding a cup in his hand or if the bal habayit is holding a cup in his hand. Shema ye'are davar kilkela b'se'uda. Right? Because it might cause havoc. Right? Look at Rashi here. Look at the person of Shamash. Be'echad min ha'orchim ka. We're talking about one of the visitors. You can't go now and feed my servant. Right? Shelo yichos balabait. Because the balabait might get cross. Right? Keshehu shoteh. And he's busy drinking about a bite. He suddenly sees you giving his service. What's going on, right? He's going to choke on this wine that he's drinking and cause damage to him. Even if he isn't cross, he might just be concerned. Because he's not cross, you gave it to the Shabbos. Just he suddenly, because he might be embarrassed, and suddenly he's going to run out of food for his guests. Right? Who mabit umetzitz b'mashas in hotel, he gives us angry, or like his troubled stare. V'hakos nishpach b'yadon, he might end up spilling the glass. V'afilu hakos b'yad ha-shabash, even if the Shabbos holding the kosh, shem yishpach, he might like stumble and knock it over. You've all seen enough movies to understand what the Gemara is talking about. Okay. So that seems to be, and here comes the next halacha, in the same brayta. Shelona Talia Dav, this is the proof I was talking about. And the Shamash who hasn't washed his hands, Asur Litain Prusala Toch Piv. You can't even stick a piece of bread in his mouth. So it seems from here a pretty strong proof that if you're feeding somebody, he also has to do Netilat Yadayim. Although, like I said, the Gemara doesn't bring this as a
proof. It says here, Levar Yid, see there as to why the Gemara did not cite this price as a resolution
okay, so
of
there
its
we are.
Inquiry.
Right, I saw, so it isn't brought as an answer. Right, okay, so right, okay. Ibayelehu. Now we go the other direction, right? Now we spoke early on, does the recipient have to wash? Now we say the person who's feeding you, does he have to wash or not? This is relevant for sick people, old people, anybody who needs to be fed, right? Babies even, right? So it says Toshma. Yeah, brighter number one. The Tani de Bay Menashe, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, what does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say? Isha meidicha et yada achat b'mayim, v'notenet ba lebna katan. A woman washes one of her hands and feeds her son, her child. What's this talking about? Look at Rashi. B'yom HaKippurim. Talking about Yom Kippur? You don't wash as a rule. Right? Da'af api sh'asur b'rechitza, hitiru le'isha lahadiach yada achat v'liga b'pat. So we see here that you do have to. If you're feeding your son, or your child, your baby, or anybody else for that matter, even on Yom Kippur when you don't normally wash, So there you would have to wash at least one hand that you're going to touch the food with. Amru ala ba shamay hazakein. On shamay, he lo shelo ratza lachil biyado achat. V'gazhu alav sheyachil b'shtei yadav. Shamay didn't even want to wash one hand. And they forced him to use both hands. Look at Rashi, yeah? Shelo ratza lachil biyado achat. Afilu yado achat lo ratza ladiach k'day yitain pat letinok to feed a kid on Yom Kippur. U'monea milachilo. And therefore he wouldn't be able to feed him. Alma ma'achil tarich. The Gemara brings us the proof that the ma'achil does need natida. Now we'll see the Gemara speaking about Yom Kippur, so it might be an exception, right? So now that seems to be proof that you do have to do it. So Abaya says no, this is not proof. Amar Abaya hata mishum shifta. That's only because of shifta. What shifta? Look at Rashi. Shifta over here is ruach ra'ah. Shore al yadayim shelo natlu shacharit. He seems to say that on Yom Kippur he didn't do negel vasa. And because you never did negel vasa, so there's ruach ra'ah. Now, people don't know this, eh? People, unfortunately, it's a real, real problem. Because if you don't do negel vasa in the morning three times, there's ruach ra'ah. You aren't meant to touch food. So people aren't people who go cooking and baking and start preparing food. They do negel vasa. You come and eat that food. It's a real problem. It's a real problem.
For you to eat it?
For you to eat it, of course. Right? Aval natalia dav shacharit. That's what Rashi says. If you did do shacharit water, negel vasa rishonim, but you weren't careful about it. You came to feed your friend. We don't worry so much about it. Then, you can't prove from this anything that if you're giving a guy food, that you have to do natila. That's not, we can't prove anything from the story whatsoever. Toshma, so the Gemara tries again. The Avur de Shmuel. Ashkel Shmuel the Kabachi. Shmuel's father found him crying. Right, this is a nice story. So he says to him, "Amarle, amai Kabachi? Why are you crying?" So look at this. He says, "The Machian Rabbi, because my Rav hit me." Right? We've seen this word Machian before, right? Machi, we've seen it before, right? He says, "Because his Rav hit him." He says, "Amai, why did he hit you?" It's good. He says, "Why?" The Amarli Kesafit Lebarai Velo Mashit. He says, because v'lo mashit yadeh. And the Mishra Shaf changed that to yadecha. He says, why? He says, because he said to you, look at Rashi, I was feeding the son, the rabbi's child. Look at Rashi there. The Machi and Rabbi, the very first wide lines of Rashi. Ha'echalte et banai. The Rav says to him, did you feed my son? V'lo rachatzte yadayim chubayat basing. So he beat him, gave him a clap. Shmuel trying to be a nice kid, feeding the rabbi's son there, and the Rav comes over and gives him a clap. Right? So he says to his father, so his father says to him, Vamailo Mashin. He says, well, why didn't you vas? Why didn't you wash? So Amale said to his father, Hu achil? He was eating Vana Mashina. Right? And I've got a vas. When Shmuel was a kid, he says to his father, what do you mean? I don't have to vas to feed him. He's the one who's eating. Maybe I have to wash it's him, not me. Right? So now look at Shmuel's father. I'm not sure if it's Shmuel or Shmuel's father. I think it's Shmuel's father. Says to him, "Lo mistaye de lo migamir mimchenami machi." Look at Rashi here. He says, "Lo dailo." It's not enough. Sheinu baki behilchot netila. He's not good enough. He's an amaretz. This teacher. The halacha is about feeding. Shamachil elo tzarichli. He also goes and gives you a clap. In other words, you know, if you knew the halacha, one day he's an amaretz, he's going to hit you as well. So it seems from here that the halacha is pretty straightforward, that you don't need to wash if you're going to feed somebody else. The hilchata, look at the Gemara says, Ochel machmat machil tzarich netlet yadai. The eater needs it. Machil, the feeder, eino tzarich netlet yadai. Okay, let's go quickly to the halacha, quickly go. It's at a clock, now. Quickly go. 2 minutes, it's just a new Mishnah. Tzorer adam basar uvinu memit pachat achad. We've got been having milk.
Did we resolve the issue of the
whole
touching the bread
with
the cloth?
Your
sleeve?
We actually didn't. It says there, for chulin, you're allowed to. It seems like you can't. It said for chulin, for truma, you could. For chulin, you couldn't. Mm-hmm. So maybe b'shat achak, because our chulin is anyhow a gzair of truma. So therefore, if you are, I suppose that maybe b'shat achak, if you don't touch the bread, and you're certain, and you're zaris, and you're careful, and you're particular, that maybe
it's less than a
kabeitza.
Okay.
Right, okay. Matnitin. So where Adam Basaru Gvina Bipakachad, you can wrap up in meat and cheese in one package. Ubiovad Shelo Yehud Nogin Zebed, as long as they don't touch each other. Rameshu Ben Gamliel Omer, Shnei Achsanein, Rabbi Gamliel says, it's famous halacha this, there are two visitors, right, in a hotel. Achsanein, I think Rashi says, Rashi Lachad Achsanein. Ein Lachush, no, Rashi says, but Achsanein, and Achsanein, right, you come to a hotel and you're eating at the table together, the two of you. Ochlin al Shulchan Echad, Ze Basar, Ze Gvina. You can have meat and I can have milk. We don't worry.
As long as you don't know the guy.
Now we're going to see. Tomorrow starts getting excited.
Then the Mishnah 2 years ago about putting the cheese and bread on the same table.
Okay.
You said side table is okay.
But we said that you can't eat you can't eat your meat and milk on the same table. But if it's on a smorgasbord, you could leave it there.
Right.
Here we're talking about two people. I'm eating breakfast. I'm having bacon and eggs. Okay, I'm having bacon and eggs, sorry. And you having a cheese spread. We don't know each other. We're at a restaurant and we took the food. Now it comes to the table.
Right.
Can I eat or can't? Can we eat together? If I see you eating meat.
That Mishnah addressed that. They can't put it on the same table. They can put it on the side table.
That Mishnah said, lo he asur lahalot, meat and milk together, right?
Right. Cheese and meat.
Ha'of ole im agvina al ashulchan. And that kuf tan amud bet. Kuf tan amud bet, in the middle of the amud. Ha'of ole im agvina la shulchan, ve'eno necha ot bivet shamay, ve'hilo omrim lo ole ve'lo necha. And Amar Yossi zu mikule bivet shamay yichume ve'hila. So the ha'of ole, so bivet hila says that eno ole ve'eno necha. That's
it talks about him. Although we learned...
What's the note?
32...
On our Gemara is there note?
Yeah.
What's the note to help?
Although we learned in the preceding Mishnah that it is forbidden for one to bring cheese together with meat on a table out of concern that he might eat the two together, this prohibition does not apply when the meat and cheese belong to
two
guests
different people.
Lodging
see,
in the same.
There's a difference. That's in your own house.
Okay.
This is guests in a hotel. That's the thing. Okay, shkoch. All right. So right, so now, the Gemara is like this. V'chino gaze b'ze mai have. And now let's say that it did touch. The first halacha about wrapping it up in the same package. And what if they do touch one another? So then what do you do? So the Mishra Shas adds in there, Harei, Tzonen, but Tzonenu. It's cold. What do we care? Two pieces of cold meat and cheese. What's the difference? So I'm Rabbiya, Nehi, the clipper, Lobai. It's Elechlam, you're right. If they touch another, you don't have to cut off a piece. Right? That clipper would be that if hot meat touches cold, let's say, for example, you have to like cut off the piece which touched, you have to do that. It says hahadacha mi lo bai, but don't you at least wash it? At least rinse it off. So it seems you do have to be a little particular, you rinse it off. Which now I come to the next halacha. Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shnei Achsanein, Ochlin al Shulchan Echad. Right. Amar Bechanan Bar Ami, Amar Shmuel. So he said, Shmuel basically limits this whole halacha. He says like this. Lo shanu ele shen makrin zetzir. This only applies that they don't know each other. About makrin zetzir, Ashur, they know each other, it's Ashur. Why? We can understand why. Because we know each other. So give me a piece while you're teaching. Tanya Miyachin, a brighter, it says the same thing. Right? This is a brighter, which is the Tosefta in Perikhet, Vam Sechta. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shnei Achsanein, Shnit Archu, Lepundak Echad. He has a bit more detailed. Two guys that arrive in an inn, in a lodge, together. Zeh ba min atzafom, zeh ben adroman, comes from the south, one comes from the north, they don't know each other. Zeh ba bechatichato, zeh ba bekvinato. He comes with a piece of meat, he comes with a piece of cheese. Ochlin al shulchan echad. Zeh basar v'zeh gvina. V'ein choshashin. And we don't worry. This is the brighter, the Tosefta. V'lo ashru. And when do we aser this? Ela b'tfisa achat. So the Gemara says, ela b'tfisa achat. Look at Rashi there. Ela b'tfisa achat, the last lines. V'krach echad. Basically, if it's like one sandwich. Right? A kricha. It's a sandwich, right? Like one sandwich. So the Gemara says, well, what do you mean? Well, what do you with tfisa achat sakadach? One sandwich, one meat and milk. Ela says it done. Ela ka'ain tfisa achat. Now, what does it mean, ka'ain tfisa achat? In other words, if you're behaving in a way and it looks like it's one, in other words, if you're sitting at the table together, right, and it's all one big family happening, and you're opening up the boxes and there's meat and milk, etc., that I think is like our Mishnah on Dafta Kuf Dalet. I think then we basically come back to that situation over there. I think it's what he's saying over there. Right? Is there a Russian? Is there a Russian on that? No. Tvis achat. So now the last halachic, Amar Rav Yemer Bar Shalmi Rabaya, Shnei Achim. Now what about two brothers, Umakpidin Zel Zemahu, and they aren't very generous one to the other. Because what's yours is yours and what's mine is mine, even though we're brothers, right? Can they eat at the same table with Rashi there? Kevin de Makpidin, Shain Zil, Chel Michel Zim, Mutaralo. It was basically they know each other, they're brothers, but are they like two strangers or are they like two brothers? Right? That's the question. Amale. She says to him, right, look at this. It says, Yomru, Kol Asrikin, Asurin, Vesrike, Baitus, Mutarin. Now, in order to understand this quickly, go over the Amud quickly. Look at the end of it. We'll finish up to the Mishnah today. But look at Rashi there. Kol Asrikin, Asurin. He says like this. Rashi tells what's going on. The Inyan Mitzvah de Pesach. With regard to Pesach, Tana, Einosin Shrikin Amitsuyarin be Pesach, Mibnei Shehaisha Shoha Alehen Umechamtzatan. If you've got a particular type of sign of the way that you make your breads, right? Uvanachtom Echad Ubaitoshmo, and there was this baker, and his name was Baitus. Hayalo Tfus Echad Mitsuyar. He had a particular logo, like a sign. You know, in the bread you have it, like in the government bread, you have like people have like their names on the bakery, the letters pop out, or whatever the case is. Vaya moshiv letocho et asarik, right? What is the sarik? What is the sarik? Like some sort of sign? I don't know. Vu metzuyar miyad amarle, and it's got sort of some sort of symbol, and I don't know what it is. Amarle efshar yasena betfus v'yikpeena miyad. Amru lo imkan yomru kol ha-shrikin asurin. They say, all these, what are shrikin? What are they going to say? What is the word for shrikin?
Doesn't translate it.
Right?
Decorative designs.
It says Assyrian.
It's like a design of some sort of logo. Ushrike baitos mutarin. They say, hey, no one else can do it because you do it very quickly, you can do it. Hachanami yomru kol ha-achin asurin v'elu mutarin. So we get the idea, right? In other words, normally brothers aren't makpirin ze'alze. So you're going to have two brothers who are makpid. People will see them eating together. What they're going to say? Ah, any other brother that's the normal brotherly love, he's not asur, and he's asur, and these brothers are mutar. They won't understand that it's because they're makpid zel zeh. They'll come to makir all brothers. That's what the Gemara says. Yomru kol ha-shrikin omer zeh zeh. Udatame, it's the words, according to you, Hanam Rabbi Asi, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Misha ne lechaluk echad. If that's the case, then you should never be able to make exceptions. And didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that a person who's only got one chaluk, Mutar lechapso b'chol shemoed. He can wash it on chol moed. We normally you can't do a kvis on chol moed. Why is he allowed to wash it? Yomru, the same by the same token. Kol ashukin ashurim v'shukin b'adus mutar. I said this. Everybody's ashur like mutar. He says no, it's different. Hatam ha amar mar barav ashi. It's different. Why? Ezoro mochiach alav. He says there's no different. He says there ezoro. Rashi's like it's belt. Look at Rashi. Ha ezoro mochiach alav. Ha ezor. Tamid hu kavur b'chaluko. He's got this belt that's always this like sash, right? It's always in the garment. V'keshehu poshet chaluko v'lovesh chaluk acher. When he wears another garment, notel ha'ezor mizeh v'kov mizeh. He takes his belt with him. So people normally know he's wearing, right? V'zeh she'ein lo acher. This guy who hasn't got any other garment. Mechap so'im ezoro. When he washes it, he leaves the belt in it. People will see this garment hanging outside with the belt in it. Your day is she'ain lo chaluk. He'll realize he's got another garment to put this belt in, otherwise he would have taken it out. But lechach he too lochem. They'll see that it's basically the same garment, only one garment, and that's it. Okay. So good Shabbos. We'll carry on.